The sight of everyone in her small hospital room was almost too overwhelming for Drew. Never in a million years, when she opened her eyes, would she have ever expected all this. It had been a very long time since she'd even recognized her birthday, let alone celebrated it with a party. Now that she thought about it, she could barely even remember the last few birthdays, at least the one since her mom had passed away. What a sad notion. A day that was meant solely for her, one to laugh and smile, one which was supposed to be full of love and joy, yet the last she could really remember was her 12th. That was the final birthday her mom was alive, surprising Drew with a trip to Jackson for shopping and a concert. Abruptly, a hand waved at the foot of her bed, pulling her from the somber path her thoughts were taking. Looking up, Drew found Officer Marks peering at her. What she could only imagine was concern etched on his handsome face. Butterflies took flight in her stomach as she met his eyes once more. The memory of the emotions, the thoughts, that had flitted between them earlier surfaced, making her want to shift her weight, to fidget. Something kept her still, though the want to fall into his gaze strong. It took her a moment to realize his lips were moving, shaping familiar words which she had missed completely.
"I'm sorry. I missed everything you said,"
she signed, his eyebrow arching before she shook her head and spoke aloud. Hearing her admission, the handsome officer's lips quirked into a small smile.
"Don't you like your cake?"
he said slowly, nodding to the untouched plate in her lap. Truth be told, she'd forgotten about it, her mind running a mile a minute as her body struggled. Drew didn't want to admit that the pain medication she'd been given earlier had worn off somewhere between having her ribs rewrapped and being brought back to her room. She was exhausted, mentally and physically. Yet she'd never yearned to be awake and aware more than she did now. She wanted to see the smiling faces surrounding her. She wanted to know who'd planned the gathering. She wanted Officer Marks to keep her company. More than anything, she didn't want to sleep and wake, only to find it had all been a cruel dream. A stab of pain as she took a deep breath pulled her back to reality.
"See, you aren't dreaming. If you were, that wouldn't hurt so bad," her subconscious chimed in helpfully.
She shook her head slowly and met his gaze once more, surprised to find he'd moved closer.
"I forgot."
"Do you need help? I can see you're hurting."
Drew was so enthralled by his lips, fascinated, it took her a second to grasp what he'd said. She glanced around, appeased no one else was paying attention, and let her body relax some, no longer working so hard to hide her hurt.
"Is it that obvious?"
she asked aloud, hoping she was whispering. A part of her wanted not to talk at all, self-conscious of what she sounded like, but her instincts and pride kept her from doing so. Besides, she felt safe, comfortable, talking with the policeman, even if she didn't understand the feeling. Moving even closer, he propped himself on the side of her bed and took the cake from her lap.
"Not to everyone, but to me, yes,"
he answered, before dropping his eyes to the cake and cutting a bite. Extending the fork to her, she tried to take it, attempting, and failing, to hide the strain on her face as she lifted her arm. To her amusement, he shook his head and opened his mouth, clearly instructing her to do the same. Nervous, she surveyed the room again before doing as he asked. Their eyes locked as he delicately placed the small piece of cake into her mouth. She watched his gaze drop to her lips as she closed around the fork, stray smudges of icing escaping her. His hand raised almost immediately, his thumb wiping the frosting away before placing it in his own mouth to lick it away. Drew's stomach flipped, her breath catching.